Be serious, Lando said, rising. You won't walk out of here alive if you try this. Do you really think we came without backup?
You two have done crazier things, Gev said. Despite her words, she took the precaution of glancing around. Her gaze passed over the Deveronian and Twi'lek at the nearby table without even pausing. She turned back to Lando with a little smile. I've seen the history, Vids.
Lando's face grew stormy. Like I said, try this and you'll regret it.
I doubt that, Gev said. In fact, maybe I should bring you along too. The Krefs might give me a bonus.
Not for starting a war, they won't, Lando said. Han's brother-in-law is the Grand Master of the Jedi Order, and my wife and I own the biggest war droid manufacturer in the Galactic Alliance.
Tell me something I don't know, Gev said, because so far, I'm not that scared.
You should be, Lando said evenly. What do you think happens if we both don't leave here as free men? It won't just be the Jedi coming after you and the Krefs. It'll be every YVH war droid my wife can put on a transport and every bounty hunter she can hire. And it will never end.
As Lando threatened, Han was looking around, trying to count guards and figure odds. Between the guards with Gev at the table and the others standing at the rail, he counted maybe a dozen guys that looked tough enough to be out-of-armor Mandos. And all of them carried blaster pistols in plain sight. And then there was Dina. Han couldn't be sure what she had in that big purse of hers, but he knew it couldn't be good. On their side, Han and Lando had Omad Kaeg, who was trying to blend into the now worried crowd, and Luke and Leia, whose lightsabers were hidden inside scan-shielded pockets in Leia's fake headtails. Given two Jedi and the element of surprise, Han felt sure his side could take out Gev and her unarmored thugs. Eventually. But at what cost? He and Lando were in a bad spot. They would probably take a dozen blaster bolts apiece, and the odds of surviving that were a little long, even for Han Solo. More important, if Luke and Leia revealed themselves too early, Han's plan would be ruined. The smart play would be to go along now and let the two Jedi rescue him later, inside the hangar. With any luck, they would be able to plant their tracking beacon during the heat of battle, and nobody would notice.
The decision wasn't even close.
Han rose and turned to Lando.
It's okay, buddy. I'll go with Myrta. The Krefs are businessmen, after all. We can work something out.
Lando scowled.
No, Han. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I am,
Han said, wishing he could put the force behind his words.
Look around. We're outnumbered 6-1.
Lando dropped his gaze, then reluctantly glanced around the tension-filled gaming floor. The fact that he was careful to avoid Luke and Leia told Han that his message had gotten through, that it would be smarter to get the drop on Gev and her thugs later. When Lando spoke this time, there was less certainty in his voice.
Han, I can't let you do this, he said. Who knows what they really want with you?
I'll be okay, Lando. They just want a little leverage against you, and I admit, they know if they hurt me, they'll lose the leverage.
Han wasn't entirely convinced, but he wanted to put Lando at ease. He stepped away from the table, placing himself between two of the big security guards, then looked back over his shoulder.
Tell Leia I'll see her real soon, okay?
Lando bit his lip and dropped his eyes again.
I'll do that, buddy. No worries.